Welcome back. I am the Paranormal Curator. Remember to like and share our podcast so that other people can hear this and submit their amazing stories like the one we have today. We love to get those stories in your voice, so get your telephone memo recorder and record your story. You can email it to paranormalcurator, one word, at gmail.com. If you'd rather just write it out in email, we can read it. But again, it's so much better in your voice. Our story today couldn't be more Texas if it tried. Andrew had a shootout with a ghost. Let's hear his story.
In 2005, at the end of my musical career, I had been in a rock metal group that had played around for a long time and were fortunate enough to be able to travel and do some of that stuff. But naturally, you know, we had that VH1 ending, the drug, sex, and rock and roll and egos of 20-somethings. So it kind of leads to the ship sinking. But after that, I wanted to keep the music career alive. And one thing that I had noticed throughout my career is whenever I recorded a project of whatever I was working on, the environment around the studio was always busy, or it always had, you know, something going on. It was either in a downtown or, you know, in a center of some kind. And I'd always thought that I would really enjoy recording out at a ranch, you know, out in some property where I could do activities and, you know, even if you're in a group, hang out together and do that kind of stuff. So when my performing career ended, I decided to undertake this. Now, my longtime friend and drummer in my group, Mike, we decided to do this together. And we bought some property out in Jonah, Texas. Now, Jonah, Texas is between Georgetown and Taylor. So that would be north of Austin, northeast of Austin. It was a good place. The town was small, 61 people, so everything was pretty tight. And we bought this place specifically to set up a couple of studios and have a place where the musicians could stay for a week or 2 weeks if they want. And in between takes, we were right on the river. You could go down and canoe or shoot some archery or, you know, shoot some guns, target practice, do fishing, whatever. And we had set up activities and stuff. And it was really an exciting time. And we got to work right away. Now, when we first opened it up, we couldn't afford to live in other places. So we were the ones, we stayed in the living quarters, or what would later be living quarters, intended to be, while we built it, but we started recording groups. Now, Jonah had a pretty extensive, kind of terrifying history, to be honest. Jonah, Texas was initially going to be the county seat of Williamson County, but there had been several disasters that actually deterred this. There was a fire at one point that had killed a lot of people, and there was also a terrible flood. In fact, the main bridge that came into Jonah was knocked down. And there's lots of death in the area. And of course, the Civil War had its toll on the male population of the entire area. We didn't really do a lot of research on that element of it. You know, we researched the property, the values, and those things, but we really didn't think to, research horrible things that could have happened there. And that just kind of makes sense, right? You're looking more for something economically. But anyway, we got there and we got to work. Now about this time, so again, this is in 2005, a lot of those ghost shows had become really popular, the Ghost Hunters, Ghost Adventures, stuff like that. And we had watched, you know, those. Now, a couple of different times we had kind of tried to engage with spirits if they were there. And, you know, this was fueled by, some alcohol and whatnot. But we had done, you know, Ouija boards and stuff like that. And even at one point, once the studio was built, we took microphones and mic'd up all the different rooms and tried to do our own ghost hunter-y type thing. It was fun. It was interesting. And there had been a lot of reports through the history of Jonah of ghost sightings and things, but nothing really specifically had happened until one night. Now, one night I was there. I had gotten a couple of dogs at this point. I named them Bowie and Crockett. They're Alamo Defenders. I'm a bit of an Alamo nut. We were sitting in the living room, and I was kind of doing this, you know, non-organized seance thing, but I was telling whatever might be there to let me know and give a sign. And there was a loud bang on the wall. And we never could figure it out. And we kind of played off that as if, you know, well, that could have been something or whatever, but it never made sense in the back of my head. So one night I'm asleep, and now both Bowie and Crockett, they literally slept on me, you know, with their heads on me and next to me. And I'm lying on my back, and Crockett's head is over my chest, and Bowie's down kind of closer to my feet. And I was awoken by the cat, Peanut. He jumped up on the windowsill over my head. And when I opened my eyes, Crockett is looking at something directly to my right. Now, she starts growling. And it's a moment of just kind of a paralyzing what is right next to me. And then Bowie looks up and then looks at the exact same spot to my right and up. And that's the height of where a person would be. And the feeling in the room just kind of started to drain, and it felt really quite dark. And I had a 9mm that I had by my bed. I just kind of had it there. We shot around a lot, and you know, it wasn't specifically there to attack somebody, but it was there in case I needed it. And with these two dogs growling, I feel that there's something right there, and I feel that I am in absolute danger. And I pull my 9mm out, and I shoot. And I shoot kind of up and over to the right. And the shots ring out all through the house, and I get up panicked, and I turn on the light, and I look, and I'm looking to think that maybe somebody was there and had fallen, and there was nothing, just the, you know, the glow of the orange light bulbs and the smoke that was in there from the shot. And as I'm doing this and the dogs are kind of, you know, messing around trying to figure out what happened, I feel somebody staring at me is not the right term. I don't know how to describe this. It was something was beaming at me from across the house. So my left shoulder opened up to the main inside of the house part of the property. And there was something that was just digging into the side of my face with its eyes looking at me. And I look over, and there was nothing there, but there was absolutely something there. So every bit of my senses told me there was something looking at me with hatred, and with everything that is bad was in this feeling. And my sixth sense felt it. Every part about me was seeing this except the sight of it. I don't know if that makes sense, but something was sending me a very powerful stare. And I, not knowing what to do, just pulled the pistol up and shoot again. And then that whole night we stayed up, and I was terrified. The next day I left, and I only returned to get my stuff. And here's what I'll never forget. Of course, I'll never forget any of this. Years later, I pulled up the recordings that we had done when we mic'd up every room. Now, we never really concluded that. The night we had done with that, with a group of people over to, you know, have drinks and do this thing. But when it was over, we had lost kind of interest in it and just closed the program. When I pulled up the recording file of that night, I saw something terrifying. So when we were in a room, you can see on the audio file through the mics where people are. So when a mic records onto a DAW program, it makes the, you know, the wave pitchy thing. And you could see obviously where we were asking questions and then giving breaks for response. But what was so terrifying is something was responding in other rooms. So you would see the room we are. If it's room A, we talk and there's, you know, nothing, and then we talk and then there's nothing. But if you look at them collectively, in room A, we talk, and then in room C, there's a response. Now, this terrified me so much that to this day, I have not listened to what those responses are based on my experience that night. I have never been back to Jonah, Texas since that time. So thank you guys for listening, Tom. See you later, bud.
Andrew, if you ever decide to listen to those files, I hope you share them with us. From a curation standpoint, this story probably fits at least two categories. A very traditional haunting, the voices that they heard. And then, of course, probably a shadow entity. You don't normally hear of shadow entities saying anything, although there have been a few recorded cases. But by and large, shadow entities are silent. So I think Andrew experienced two different things. And that's the way we're going to file them. Once again, remember to like and share our podcast and submit your stories to paranormalcurator@gmail.com. I'm Tom Castañas, the Paranormal Curator.